Chapter 2. My son, if you will receive my sayings and treasure up my own commandments with yourself, so as to pay attention to wisdom with your ear, that you may incline your heart to discernment. If, moreover, you call out for understanding itself, and you give forth your voice for discernment itself, if you keep seeking for it as for silver, and as for hid treasures you keep searching for it, in that case you will understand the fear of Jehovah, and you will find the very knowledge of God. For Jehovah himself gives wisdom. Out of his mouth there are knowledge and discernment. And for the upright ones, he will treasure up practical wisdom. For those walking in integrity, he is a shield, by observing the paths of judgment, and he will guard the very way of his loyal ones. In that case, you will understand righteousness and judgment and uprightness, the entire course of what is good. When wisdom enters into your heart, and knowledge itself becomes pleasant to your very soul, thinking ability itself will keep guard over you. Discernment itself will safeguard you, to deliver you from the bad way, from the man speaking perverse things, from those leaving the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, from those who are rejoicing and doing bad, who are joyful in the perverse things of badness, those whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their general course, to deliver you from the strange woman, from the foreign woman who has made her own saying smooth, who is leaving the confidential friend of her youth, and who has forgotten the very covenant of her God. For down to death her house does sink, and down to those impotent in death her tracks. None of those having relations with her will come back, nor will they regain the paths of those living. The purpose is that you may walk in the way of good people, and that the paths of the righteous ones you may keep. For the upright are the ones that will reside in the earth, and the blameless are the ones that will be left over in it. As regards the wicked, they will be cut off from the very earth, and as for the treacherous, they will be torn away from it.